Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer to Look Towards Heaven, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Look, he said, I see heaven open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Acts 7:56. What is heaven like? Films and television attempt to capture what heaven is like, such as Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey and the classic movie A Matter of Life and Death, plus many more. But these representations are fashioned by Hollywood with little based on truth, falling short of scriptural facts. To truly see a glimmer of heaven, we look to the Bible to give us glimpses of it through the eyes of those who have beheld it, including Stephen, who saw it as he was being stoned to death, and the rich man looking over from Hades, as well as the Apostle John, who received a personal tour of heaven. So how do we look toward heaven based on what God's Word reveals to us? Following are seven things Scripture reveals to us. Number 1, Jesus paid our way to heaven. 1 Peter 3:18 explains, For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Heaven is our eternal destination, because Jesus paid our way through his death and resurrection. Number 2, heaven requires an RSVP to God's invitation. Matthew 7:21 explains that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Entrance to heaven requires our response to God's invitation. Those who do not accept his call to salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ will not be able to enter. Number 3, Jesus is in heaven. Like Stephen saw in his open vision of heaven, Jesus is standing at the right hand of God. Hebrews 9:24 describes how, for Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one, he entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Number 4, heaven is open to us. Many television and film depictions of heaven show big, closed pearly gates with Saint Peter holding a clipboard and pen, checking to see if the souls lined up have their names listed on God's VIP list to get in. But what we find in God's Word reveals just the opposite. Heaven is open to us. The Apostle John describes in Revelation 19:11, I saw heaven standing open. Unlike earthly portrayals, when we receive Jesus as our Savior, heaven is open to us, and there is no uncertainty about whether or not we are welcomed in. Number 5, heaven has room for us. We can be assured that there is room for us in heaven because Jesus has prepared a place for us. In John 14:2-3, Jesus describes his preparing room for us. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Number 6, treasures await us in heaven. Jesus told us that heaven will hold treasures for us that will not ever fade away. In Matthew 6:19-20, he urged, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Number 7, angels will escort us to heaven. Like Luke 16:22 describes, the time came when the beggar died and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. Like the beggar Lazarus, who was carried to heaven, our first-class transportation is already prearranged. As believers in Jesus Christ, angels will escort us to heaven. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that, because of Jesus, we can look towards heaven, knowing we have been given the gift of eternal life. Our hearts are deeply grateful to him for paying our way with his own blood so that we may come to be with you. We look forward to living in the place Jesus has prepared for us and receiving the heavenly treasures that await us. Like Stephen, give us a vision of heaven so that in our distresses we may look up rather than at the troubles of the earth below. Help us to lead others to look towards heaven too, by inviting them to accept the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.